And on the phone, we have Carla White, who is with the Polar Plunge and also with the Department of Corrections. The Polar Plunge is a law enforcement torch run Special Olympics. And good morning, Carla. Thank you for joining us.
Morning. Thank you.
So you've got the Polar Plunge coming up at Marquette Mountain. Tell us a little bit about what's happening this Saturday, Carla.
Saturday at Marquette Mountain, we will start registration at 1 p.m. We will do a parade of costumes at 2:15. We will start plunging at 2:30. Immediately after the plunge is all done, we'll have an awards and post-party plunge. We'll feed those plungers. It's just a really good time.
It is a good time, and if people are wondering why the plunge is at Marquette Mountain, they've built a slush pond.
Yes, they have. They're in the process of building it right now. We've actually been able to incorporate with their spring carnival that's going on. So there's all kinds of events going on for skiers that day. So it's very good that they let us come out there and join them in their events.
And they're going to have a man carries woman competition right after that as well. Is that not true?
Yes, they are. It's a little obstacle course they make at the bottom of the ski hill. It's a $10 entry fee. Marquette Mountain is donating all that money back to us, back to Special Olympics. It's a very, very fun time. You can win all kinds of different prizes. You win the women's weight in cash, gift certificates, beverages. It's a very funny event.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it's going to be a good time. And when you talk about costume parade, talk a little bit about that.
You don't have to dress up in a costume, but it makes it that much more fun. There's a Golden Plunger Award for the best costume out there. The crazier, zanier costume you can come up with, the funner it is. People really get into what some of their costumes are. It's a really funny, good time.
And there's going to be a couple of things going on that are relatively new as well. Are you plunging this year, Carla?
I'm still undecided about that. I haven't made up my mind yet. Everybody keeps asking me, and I won't reveal it until day of. I am raising money. I raise money for it every year. I have plunged in the past. I've done it lots of times. It'd be great if it was going to be 80 degrees like last year, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah, last year we had what a lot of people call the solar plunge.
Yeah, that was the best plunge ever.
But it's to raise money for Special Olympics, and that money is used, the vast majority of it, I want to say, 75 to 80% of it's used right here in the UP. Some of it.
Actually, 50% of the money from this plunge will stay right here in the UP. The other 50% will go to the state office, and it helps put on the state winter games, state summer games, all the other competitions across the state. So the athletes and their families don't have to pay any money for them to compete in any of these competitions.
And that includes the athletes from here in the UP?
Yep, includes all the athletes from here in the UP, too. We will have athletes out there showing off some of the medals they won recently in some of the winter games.
And on Saturday as well, we're going to have the costume parade so that all the costumes, like you mentioned, people get pretty elaborate with their costumes sometimes. And we do have people coming from all over the UP.
Yes, we do. I just found out last night we have one of the sororities from Michigan Tech is actually coming over. So I'm pretty excited about that, to get people from way over there coming over.
That's very exciting. That's excellent.
We have a huge contingency coming out of Northern Michigan, too. So.
Yeah,
we got some competition coming at them.
Yeah, we've seen that. Yeah, students coming in from Northern Michigan, so we're gonna have students this year as well. What people may not realize too is, each group or each person gets to plunge by themselves. They jump into that water, and then you just come right out. So you don't have to swim around in it. You don't have to stay in it very long. Is it chilly? Unless they want to. And we do have local law enforcement there to help out as well.
Yes, we do. We will have local law enforcement. We will have ambulance right on site. We do have an actual dive team from the county that's there in case something happens. Safety is our number one concern. We want to make sure everybody's safe throughout the entire event.
Yeah, so if you're interested in plunging, all you need to do really is what do they need to do?
They can still register online. You can go to www.somi.org. You click on the polar bear. Takes you right to the link for the Marquette Plunge, or you can come Saturday. You can show up Saturday. You can register that day. I mean, the more the merrier. They'll take anybody. It doesn't any age.
And it doesn't matter. I mean, the costume doesn't have to be elaborate. I know people have plunged just in a bathing suit.
Yep, we've seen people in bikinis. Sometimes, in all honesty, the less the costume is, the easier it is to get out of the water because you don't have all that weight on you. But some of the costumes are really good. We really, really like them. It makes this event really fun.
It is a fun event. It's going to be at Marquette Mountain this Saturday. And tell us once more what the times are and what's going to happen.
We're going to start registration at 1 p.m. We're going to get a parade of costumes at 2:15. Start plunging about 2:30, and then immediately after the plunge is done, we're going to do awards and a post-plunge party for everybody, and food and everything will be involved.
Yeah, and there's food, and who's providing the food this year?
Bengals. Bengals has donated all the food for us to feed all the plungers and spectators. If the spectators want to eat, it's only $5, so they're more than welcome to join us also.
Yeah, Vangos has done a great job for us for the last couple of years. I say us because I'm part of it as well for the most part.
Yeah, yes, you are. Yeah, you've been there for quite a while.
Yeah, I've done 8 plunges over the years.
Yeah.
So, in all kinds of different areas and that. And my partner, Walt Lindell, here has done 2 of them over the years as well. So Great Lakes Radio is definitely involved, and we love to be involved in that also. But have a great event on Saturday, Carla, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for helping us out.
And like I said, have a great Saturday and enjoy.
We will try. Thank you.
Take care.
Yep.
Carla White from Alger Correctional Facility, as a matter of fact, and working with Polar Plunge and Law Enforcement Torch Run Special Olympics. That's going to be this Saturday at Marquette Mountain. Registration begins at 1 o'clock. If you think you want to plunge, it's worth doing it because, believe it or not, Tony,